Well, hello, and welcome to this special update edition of Food Waste Matters, brought to you by the Fight Food Waste Hub and Honey and Fox. I'm Andrew Robertson, and joining me today to give us a quick update on the Reduce program is Simon Lockery. Hi, Simon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Andrew. So, what's been going on in the Reduce program for the last 6 months? Well, it's been a bit of flurry of activity before the break over summer, and then we've obviously had that break and come back to another flurry of activity. So, I've had a number of projects that are starting to wind up. The 122 project, which is our consumer perceptions of packaging and food waste, RMIT, Woolworths, and Sustainability Victoria. That project's now complete, and all of the publications have been published online, and the project leader Lucas Parker presented at the National Food Waste Summit late last year and got a great reception. Off the back of that work, there's been a lot of interaction with consumers and supermarkets. And another really great part of the National Food Waste Summit last year was the panel that we ran. That panel was really great. We explored, how do we actually reduce food waste to zero? And some great ideas thrown up by the panel, and also the questions from the audience that really lead us, I suppose, into this year, looking at new projects across the value chain and, into consumers' homes and food service contexts, where we can potentially deploy technology, behavior change interventions, and a number of other types of physical and digital concepts, and we can test out to try and assist both business, consumers, and government to reduce food loss and waste. Another project that is nearing completion is the Food Bank app, which has now been renamed Takeaway. And we're looking to try and ramp up the third phase of that project coming up, where we look at a state-based trial of that food charity app.
Great. Well, we always like to hear about innovation and working together, researchers, technologists hand in hand with industry. On that front, over the last 6 months or so, has there been any sort of standout engagements that you've had with industry in this space? Anything that you could tell us about to give us more of a flavor of the frontline fight against food waste?
Absolutely. And this is a good segue, I suppose, to the sort of reflecting on the past and moving towards the future is the work that we've been doing in trying to activate a number of sector action plans through the Reduce program, which are plans that Stop Food Waste Australia arm within the Fight Food Waste Limited family tasked with running. But because there's an R&D component and industry engagement component through that R&D, so we're particularly focused in Reduce on the food service, both institutional and commercial food service context with these plans. And so there's been a lot of interaction with industry in the food service space. So a lot of the peak bodies, the National Retailers Association, the commercial food service peak bodies, as well as, for instance, we've got a cafe sector action plan, a number of cafes forming a consortium to work through the sector action plan to trial test out interventions that we can then turn into blueprints going forward with that plan as we roll it out in a physical space in Fitzroy in Melbourne, where we've secured a space that RMIT will run that sector action plan physically, digitally, and research-wise with industry partners. Food services goes beyond obviously cafes. We've also got a quick service restaurant sector action plan with the peak bodies like the National Retailers Association. And we're now looking at hospitals and aged care, and there are a number of aged care and hospital providers that have been interacting with us. So again, the commercial interaction is ripe, as well as the peak bodies in the healthcare space that understand that food loss and waste in their context is a major issue that they need to solve, that potentially is a win-win for the bottom line, as well as the environmental and social aspects of food loss and waste reduction. So there's a lot of work going on in terms of those interactions. We have some core research teams in the program. So researchers across the various research institutions, universities, state government-based research arms that are working together to secure those sector action plans and the partners on them, as well as going beyond that into specific industry-based projects where we're looking at a project with Nutritious Cuisine, Souped Up. So a number of technology and service providers in the food service space are looking to directly fund projects. So I suppose that also goes a little bit into the future, but our interactions with industry have particularly been around trying to get these projects up and running. So they're sort of front of mind for us to try and ramp up really a gap we had to try and fill that gap, ramp up filling that gap in food service, food loss and waste reduction projects.
That's terrific. It's great to hear that you're getting such an enthusiastic response back from the sector as well, and that you're covering so many different angles of food service. Excellent to hear. Is there anything else you can tell us about that's coming up over the next 6 months or so that might be interesting?
Absolutely. There's a really exciting project that's just been approved and contracting at the moment in the technology space, where we're deploying a technology called Gander, which has been launched in the UK, Ireland, EU, which plugs directly into retailers' POS systems and offers customers a direct discount in real time as food is coming to the end of its use-by and best-before dates, or just the sort of the cycle of cycling food out of the store. So that's exciting because, again, anything we can do to try and get consumer win-wins as well as store-based win-wins in the retail sector is going to hopefully drive a benefit both in the retail store and at home, so that we have more food going to people with the best chance of it being used with the best possible time frames on it. On date labeling as a storage advice, we've also now got the date labeling and storage advice national platform type program that we're funding, which is being funded by four state governments. So Green Industries SA, Sustainability Victoria, QDES and New South Wales EPA have all put their money in. But we have a broad church of industry and government stakeholders on the steering committee. So the Australian Institute of Packaging, Coles, Woolworths, a few brand owners, Fazans for standards and safety, as well as AFIST. So the scientific community in the food science space. So we're looking in this phase to test out what consumers and industry need and want from changes to date labeling and storage advice based on what's happened overseas, as well as what we potentially have as a local context here. We're looking to prototype some design work, and we have a PhD student coming through that project that will be driving the design work of the project, with a view that we have a second stage to fund, and we'd hope that we'd be more industry funding for that second phase, because that's really where the rubber hits the road on testing out designs. They might be pack design, it might be VR or AR, it might be digital off pack, QR codes, web-based. We just don't know until we actually find out from consumers and industry what is going to be the best bang for buck here. For me, that's been 1.5 years of work to try and get that project up. So it's exciting to see it going. And that's being led by Lucas Parker from RMIT again, who was involved in the Consumer Perceptions of Packaging and Food Waste project with Woolworths. So again, some continuity on the expertise, really getting nationally recognised in working in this space. And we hope with the social marketing background of RMIT, as well as all of those industry government partners, that we can get a really great outcome for Australia in one of the areas for consumers that we know drives food waste, which is confusion around date labels or a lack of storage advice about how they might passively or cold-based store food, freeze, refreeze, reheat food in the home, so that we again give food the best chance of being used. And there are a number of supply chain projects around oysters, prawns, bananas, either wrapping up or starting. And we're looking to get some more projects in the commodity space. So different types of fresh commodities we're building some projects on, as well as testing around shelf life extension, which hopefully I'll have some more things to talk about in the next 6 months around some big projects in that space in the value chain.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, if I can use a food pun here, it sounds like you've certainly got a lot on your plate, Simon.
Yeah.
And thanks very much for joining us today and giving us that update. And we'll talk to you again soon.
No worries. Thanks, Andrew. And thanks for having us.
Well, that's all for now. Be sure to sign up on our website, fightfoodwastehub.com.au, to receive all the latest content from Food Waste Matters. And until next time, keep up the fight.